United Nations have established safe houses. We are coordinating with the United Nations, and we specifically said, you need to leave this area from a specific road north or a specific road east. You will be safe. I think the alternative in staying in a combat zone is much worse than that. Even if you don't, there is some uncertainty of where you're going. At least you know that in this area you will be safe. Staying in a combat zone clearly makes no sense. It's an unfortunate situation. The civilians are not a target. They are not a military target. We do not target civilians. But there is a civilian overspill of the battle, which was, we have 13 soldiers killed in this situation. It was not because they were fighting civilians, because these terrorists were utilizing everything at hand. From the tunnels, they were firing anti-tank missiles from the windows.
You'll know, though.
They launched around 50 mortars in Sojaia themselves, so it's possible that they had also killed people living in Sojaia because they were holding them hostage. So this is the type of development we have. What Hamas has done over the last 2 years, their fortified positions have been comprised of the rocket launchers, the concealed rocket launchers, the extensive tunnel networks that they've built to enable them to maneuver with relative freely, the houses above those tunnels, and their last line of fortification is the civilian component that they are keeping there, holding them hostage.
Are we near the end point, Colonel Lerner?
I certainly hope so, but unfortunately, every turn that we've made to try and have some sort of ceasefire with Hamas in the last 2 weeks on four separate occasions has been met with escalation, with more aggression on their behalf, with an unwillingness to, to accept an Egyptian brokered agreement, an unwillingness to accept a United Nations brokered ceasefire for humanitarian callings, and another unacceptance again when the Red Cross yesterday requested us to try and have a humanitarian hiatus. So, are we near the end? Indeed, we have to be certain that these tunnels no longer pose a threat. We have to be certain.
I just wonder, can you ever say that? Can you ever say we have succeeded because the tunnels will? Hamas is no longer a threat.
Well, here's something to think about on that. In the Middle East, in the last year, the international community has been successful in clearing out chemical weapons and chemical warfare capabilities from Syria. So is it possible to clear out some tunnels that may be tens of tunnels that are heading to Israel? Absolutely, it's possible. Is it probable? I don't know if it's probable at this time. We hope that we will be able to complete our mission. If there was no combat from Hamas terrorists, then we would be able to clear out the tunnels without any problem, and we could probably do that in a couple of days. We are not willing that these tunnels will threaten our communities. We're not willing that they will have this access to carry out their killing
spree. So no end in sight?
We're taking it a day at a time, and we are progressing with our gradual operational plan.
Colonel Peter Lerner, thank you.